Joe Biden, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all the usual suspects are telling us that a new pandemic and lockdowns are imminent.
Prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
Let's look at lockdowns. Cost us trillions of dollars. And, you know, we're paying for that now with super high inflation. And I think I'm interested in when Johns Hopkins comes out with a study that said basically that didn't have any impact on mortality. And I don't know that that study addressed what mortality might have been impacted in terms of deferring other, you know, health care. Can we take lockdowns off the table in terms of what we do in the future?
I can't say because I don't know what that future holds for us.
What about the study that Johns Hopkins did? Because we're always saying pay attention to the science.
I'm not familiar with that study, sir.
The most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
As the world plunges into financial crisis via hyperinflation.
All of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it, as people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. So we have to understand that these are people that are very smart. They're very well resourced.
Yep.
And they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
Well, there's all the symptoms of the disease that is the New World Order and globalism. And so the big question is, how do we tackle globalism? How do we expose globalism? How do we dismantle and prosecute globalism? And then separately, how do we recognize the fruits of globalism to wake up our friends, family, neighbors, and strangers so they understand why their lives are getting very bad, why crime is increasing, why they're going bankrupt? What is the worst thing they're doing? What is the number one thing they're doing that we need to stop? Devaluing the currencies? Defunding the police? Dissolving the borders? Coming after our guns? Launching war with Russia? Preparing to release new bioweapons? But you know, they're not really preparing to release new bioweapons. They are releasing new bioweapons or targeting a new group of people with their bio nanotech weapon, and that is babies 6 months old and up.
Texas Children's Hospital started administering some shots yesterday. These vaccines are for those kids ages 6 months through 4 years. And because this group just received clearance from the Food and Drug Administration, Dell Medical School is trying to calm worried parents.
The corrupt FDA had 3 different rounds of resignations, firings, off their board the last year and a half because the board would not even authorizing these experimental injections for anybody. So they had one board resign, or large portions of it. Then they got new people on and said, now we're going to go down to age 16. And a bunch of them said no. Now we're going to add boosters and shots every few months. No. And they've got a board now that unanimously voted to lie to the public and say that this works great, that it's a vaccine, and that it totally protects you. When it isn't a vaccine, it doesn't protect you, destroys your immune system, causes all sorts of serious problems, absolute organized evil, depopulation against the people of this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off. It's Sunday, June 26th. We're live. This is the Info War. Strap yourselves in. This is a big broadcast.
Info Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
The Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights is arguably the most revolutionary act of government in all of recorded history. And some Americans seem to think it's a law that allows a citizen to own a firearm for self-protection. That is false. This was true before the American Revolution. All throughout history, there were laws created by the ruling power that allowed certain citizens to carry certain weapons for self-protection. But that's not what the Second Amendment is at all. The Second Amendment officially recognizes the God-given birthright that every American innately possesses, freedom. Every single American, down to the lowest commoner, has the right to arm themselves and constitute themselves in a militia. The Second Amendment does not grant us the right. It stands to protect our natural rights from government. It is the bane of every tyrant and control freak, because before the Second Amendment, only the ruling class had standing armies. The Second Amendment is the only remedy man has ever wielded against a corrupt government, and it can't be taken away or infringed upon unless we fail future generations and allow it, which is already happening. Several states have unlawfully stripped Americans of their birthright and imposed infringements upon gun ownership, which has only increased the amount of gun violence in those areas, because criminals don't obey laws. And even though the Supreme Court recently honored the Second Amendment, our corrupt Congress is working together to infringe upon all Americans. No matter what happened in Uvalde, Texas, we know that the police stood down and allowed it to happen. And after Hollywood dispatched their latest celebrity prostitute with political aspirations to dance on the graves of children, we know why they stood down. Unless you're a brainwashed zombie, it's crystal clear why the government is desperately trying to challenge the Second Amendment. The U.S. government is not only guilty of committing crimes against the American people, they're guilty of committing crimes against humanity and international war crimes. It is, in fact, the American citizens' duty to remedy the situation and restore the republic. Violence may often be a solution in human affairs, but it is never a good solution, and it requires very little courage to kill, if any at all. And that brings us to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not nearly as revolutionary as the Second, but it requires more courage to wield. To peacefully stand against evil with your individual voice alone requires great courage. And if enough people were able to muster that courage, then the light of truth would overcome the darkness, and the American people would become a righteous people. This is why the tyrants in Washington, D.C. want to convict Julian Assange under the Espionage Act. They see it as a viable way to circumvent the First Amendment. If they can convict Assange, they can convict Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and anyone who exposes their corruption. And then what? Immediately following the Supreme Court's decision to recognize the Second Amendment, they overturned Roe v. Wade, another constitutional victory. The tyrants and their pro-abortionists see children as a commodity, a slave. or a piece of property to dispose of as its owner sees fit. But our American birthright applies to every living American. As revolutionary as it may be, the Bill of Rights is nothing more than a lawful remedy that we inherited. It merely recognizes our natural freedom. To actually secure this freedom requires the courage and the will of the people. Our government's job is not to change our Constitution. Their job is to secure it and abide by it, which is what only one Supreme Court judge seems interested in doing. In the recent Supreme Court arguments, the majority of judges expressed their concern that their decision would be used to overturn other recent decisions, specifically constitutional laws pertaining to contraception, sodomy, and gay marriage. And Judge Thomas alone made it clear that these decisions should be overturned. And he's right, because all of these perverse concessions are nothing more than attacks on our Constitution. And if Americans were a serious and righteous people, we would preserve our American birthright for generations to come. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the headline, if you're a TV viewer that you can see on screen, says it all, ladies and gentlemen. Nightmare bombshell. Children paraded with naked men to the streets of Seattle and other cities across these captured United States and the Blue City Satanic command bases. The pedophiles are out of the closet. And I'll just be completely honest with the audience. Sometimes these are my better broadcasts where I get so upset and so depressed that I'm actually calm. I was already very tired today because at about 3:15 a.m., my wife woke me up and said, there is a man trying to pick the lock to the house at the front door. And by the time I got up and went there, he'd run off in the vehicle and went driving off into the night. And he was wearing a utility belt and a bunch of other stuff. And obviously, in my instinctive understanding of this, the evidence points towards it being an Antifa type individual. We know they've done this to a lot of other prominent nationalist Christians, populist and conservatives. So I've been up since 3:15 a.m. I couldn't go back to sleep today. And I was already tired coming here tonight, but I wanted to do the show. And then I began to review for the broadcast in the last few hours the pro-abortion, pro-death rallies across the country. And one of the producers came over and he said, have you seen all this news? And I'd seen similar things, but it's intensifying now. And they're even showing it on the news like it's a good thing. And it was images not just of the left breaching the Capitol in Phoenix of Arizona, not just people simulating the abortion of their babies, saying we kill our children, we love it, but it was naked men at a parade with children being sexually paraded through, with children being brought to the events. And all of this is just an exercise of dominance and control over the minds and the innocence and the future of our children. This is all a giant evil exercise of power and the destruction of children's futures. And it's all part of the sex trafficking Jeffrey Epstein cult that is the Rothschild Rockefeller New World Order. And so I have a quandary here, right? a paradox, that we have a lot of TV stations that pick up this syndicated radio slash TV program, a lot of cable stations. And I understand why in the past, when we've shown you footage of drag queen pedophile time and shown you footage of 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds at, quote, gay bars, scantily clad, sticking money in the G-strings of men and women and dancing half naked, that the stations go, hey, you can't show this on broadcast television, we're going to kick you off this station if you show it again. And believe me, I want to throw up. I'm really upset right now. I'm having trouble doing this broadcast, and I'm not showing you the worst stuff out of respect for our stations and our viewers. But here's the paradox. Children are being put in this. They're being shown this. It's being pushed on them. So how in the hell am I supposed to expose this? But it's okay for children to see, but we can't put it on TV, which I totally agree. This should not be on TV. I showed you one of the mild things of men with their genitals hanging out, parading around with children. That's nothing. They're eating poop.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have told us it's hard to find out of the thousands of great items at InfoWarsStore.com, all the storable food. So we've made it easy with our great partners that supply us with the highest quality storable food out there at the lowest price you're going to find for good food. PrepareToday.com. Go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family with what's coming and what is already unfolding with global food shortages. I told you over 2 years ago the globalists were going to have massive inflation and food shortages, and it's happened just like clockwork. And I'm telling you, it's going to get a lot worse. They have designed this. The way to beat them is to buy food now before your dollar is even more devalued. We are ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. And not just storable food, hundreds of the highest quality survival and preparedness items in stock at low prices ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. You can also use the URL PrepareWithAlex.com, and it takes you there. Take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
answer to this for TV stations, cable stations out there that carry the show that will undoubtedly complain about this and undoubtedly have a right to, and quite frankly, they should complain about it. But they shouldn't complain about the fact that I'm about to show you the milder pedophilic indoctrination and baptism of children and not the really hardcore stuff. I'm going to do it next segment. I'm going to give people plenty of time to have their children tune out and not watch this and not see this. But people cutting themselves, people ramming spikes through their hands and legs, people eating feces, people urinating in each other's mouths, people parading in front of children, twerking in front of children naked. And by the way, you're not supposed to want to see this. You have a spiritual instinct to be against this. I am physically sick right now with the latest footage that I watched before the broadcast and with all the footage it made me remember. So the footage we're showing you now is mild compared to what we have. Naked men of your radio listener riding bikes and walking around and women in front of children as young as, well, newborns. With the same weird, fat, obese brood mothers out there indoctrinating them into this open-air mental institution at the Seattle Trans Parade. And it goes on and on and on with children and young people marching with them, captured slaves, and the Boy Scouts of America marching with their rainbow flags as captured slaves of this sex cult, of this pedophile cult. Again, I'm going to get to the hardcore stuff next segment. And young children, you've seen them twerking in little boys in miniskirts at these parades. The footage we've got, a lot of it we can't show you from this event and from others because I'm not going to look at it. I'll look at it once to know what happened, but I'm not going to subject you to this. Them cutting themselves, them urinating on each other, them eating feces off the ground. But as bad as that is, remember, these are the folks that keep babies alive after they're born and sell their body parts. And just get it off screen, okay? We're going to show some of this coming up. You know, maybe we shouldn't show it, actually. I don't think I can look at it again. But I'm going to explain this. I remember being 10 years old, and I remember driving in the car with my mother, and she was listening to NPR, and they were playing tapes of Nixon talking about effing this and effing that. And I said to my mom, I said, how can they play someone saying the F word on the radio? You're not allowed to say that. She said, well, son, she worked for newspapers, for documentary purposes, when it's not done for a lewd reason, but done for a documentary reason to show what happened so that it's not edited, so that people can see what happened in context, you're allowed to do that. That's why you'll tune into PBS sometimes over the years. And if they're wanting to demonize a right-wing group or something, they will show really horrible stuff. That's how they show on CBS and ABC and NBC in the 1960s. Remember Walter Cronkite, famously the little six-year-old girl, totally naked, shows her genitals, her skin's burnt off on her arms and legs, hanging off, and she's running and crying. She's been hit with napalm. Now, you couldn't show, and you wouldn't want to show, a six-year-old naked girl in an entertainment show because that would be lewd and disgusting and dehumanizing and wrong. But if you're trying to save a little girl from having napalm dropped on her and to show the horrors of war, you can show the naked little girl with the black burned skin hanging off her body. And that, of course, is famous footage. Do I need to show that to you? I don't want to look at that either, but I've seen it probably 100 times. But when the left wants to get a point across, they can show you the horrors. But when they're parading children around and doing all this, we're not supposed to show you. They can do it. CNN can say the F word. They can say the SH-T word. And I don't even want to say those words. But the point is, we will be fined. We will be shut down by the FCC. We're not just on the internet. We're not as free as the left do what they want. And that's really what all this is we're not supposed to, and I understand why. People don't want to see this stuff. We're not supposed to, yeah, there's a black and white photo, but there's famous color footage of it. We're not supposed to show you what they're doing, but they can parade little children around while this is going on. And it's disturbing. And I actually agree with the TV stations and the cable stations that have called us in the past and said, listen, we like your show. We agree with you, but our viewers just can't handle it. Even if you're right, we get it. Don't show it. Don't show it. Okay. How do I stop them if I don't show it? Because believe me, I don't want to look at it and I don't want to cover it. But here's the problem. If we don't show this, they're going to capture our children and get away with it in the dark of night. You think a jury or grand jury wants to see footage that some serial killer shot of a kid they kidnapped and tortured and murdered? You think the cops want to see that? You think I want to see that? I can barely do this broadcast right now because I am so upset by what I've seen, and it's so horrible in front of children. People pissing on each other, people eating crap, people cutting themselves in front of children. As if fat, disgusting, pervert men pushing pedophilia isn't bad enough. That's the light end of what I've got. So I don't know what to do at this point. I actually don't know what to do. You know, people tune into a talk show host here, confidence, they know what to do. And I usually know what to do about 99% of the time. But I'll be honest with you. I paradoxically agree with our affiliates not to show this, but at the same time, I have a responsibility to show it to you. Because I don't want to just sit here and tell you what I've seen. I want to show you what I've seen. Just like if I say Joe Biden's at the G7 right now, and he just said there's going to be imminent bioweapon releases and new lockdowns. When I say something, I'll show you the clip. We'll show it next segment. Or when I tell you Donald Trump promised to overturn Roe v. Wade 6 years ago during the campaign trail, here's the video. I mean, I neurotically show you, but our enemies are so bad and what they're doing is so terrible that they can do it in the blue cities they control. But we can't show you. And they know that. And that's why they're winning. I mean, I was talking to a Christian lady today at church who sends her daughter to what was a conservative Christian large private school in Austin. They got taken over by leftists. And her six-year-old came home and she's friends with my, her daughter's friends with my daughter and said, two daddies, two mommies.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. And people ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock, with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today, and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. and they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime? Cobra Commander, the Joker, no. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke. This isn't serious. They clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
That I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it. All right, folks, I'm just going to be completely honest with the audience. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because this is just all sometimes hits me. And it's hard to maintain focus here with all the stuff that's going on and happening. And that's part of the enemy plan. But I'll just say this. It's normal to not be able to deal with all this. Everything that's being done is so incredibly evil, is so absolutely out of control that a normal person is meant to just recoil from it. But that's what they want to do. Is exercise all this corruption and just throw it in our face till we don't even know what to do and we just give up. We can't let that happen. But sometimes we're going to falter. Sometimes it's going to really, really get to us. But the most important thing to do like a surgeon is to remove your emotion from it and just coldly stand against it and resist it, knowing that you're doing it for the innocence of the children and the future of the species. Now, when I say that bit of advice, I'm telling myself that. I'm not lecturing you. I'm telling myself, hey, control yourself. Don't get upset. Just coldly analyze what's happening. I tend to have trouble doing that, so I tend to really get upset by this, or I tend to get really sarcastic and angry and make sick jokes about it. But I'm not having fun while I'm doing that, so... I mean, I'll just tell you what's happened here, folks. I've got a human animal cloning stack here that I was going to cover Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I did a show that's so horrible that I just feel overwhelmed by it. And I know you do too. And then I've got Biden saying a second pandemic is imminent. Get ready to lose all your rights again. And it's on record. They launched the attack. They launched the previous attack. They've now legalized through their emergency authorization shooting 6-month-olds and up with these deadly shots. We have the British Medical Journal coming out. Their editor and doing a whole big article on an index of mainline studies, all confirming that these shots are not vaccines. They destroy your immune system, and they give you heart attacks and blood clots and so much more. I mean, that alone is just like, whoa, they're really doing this. And even though I knew it was their plan, I knew they test this out around the world in beta tests. It is just so insane. And it's so sad. And you see the blue cities collapsing. You see everywhere the left controls things falling apart by design. And you just say to yourself, why is it so horrible? And it's because by increment, we were tolerant of evil, myself included, and now it is absolutely run rampant over everyone, and it's just getting started. I mean, here's another example. And I'm not mad at Owen. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at myself. But I had to do a special show yesterday that was not on TV or radio stations, that was just to InfoWars viewers, and about 500,000 people tuned into the streams. We have the numbers, and a little over 500,000 have watched the video. So that's great. We came into the two-hour emergency show yesterday with Savannah Hernandez and Drew Hernandez, no relation, two great investigative journalists, in D.C., outside the Supreme Court, and the left came over, even though they didn't know they were with InfoWars, and screamed and yelled and attacked them because they weren't with MSNBC or NPR or the Huffington Post, and cussed and screamed so much that you can't have your reporters on from these crowds because they're so vile. Just like you can't show them parading scantily clad children with naked men pissing on each other because you can't put that on TV, and I agree. But they do it in the middle of the damn street. And so it's that paradox that Owen is downtown at the Beto O'Rourke rally that starts in 20 minutes, and he's going to be on with us. And I was just sitting back thinking, hey, did we think for the 10,000th time Owen can't be at one of those rallies? They're all going to attack him, and all it's going to be is solid F-bombs. Did anybody think of that? I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at myself. Owen was right here an hour before the show. He said, all right, boss, I'm going to go down there. I'll see you at 5. I'll be down there at 4:30. Live feeds. We'll have more feeds. And I'm just sitting there, okay, Owen, we'll see you on the show. And I'm sitting there during the break. It's the same thing. I can't show you all the pedophile stuff in Seattle because it's quite frankly illegal. But they can do it in front of the kids. And then I can't even have a damn reporter out there because these people are such animals. You know, let's got to think through this, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at PrepareToday.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the war against these Satanists, the Alex Jones Show.
Now you're standing there, tongues are you better look good, yes, and well.
Evil is coming out of the closet at every level. Human-animal cloning, open borders, devalued currency, massive sex trafficking, pedophilia, world government, world IDs, new virus releases, just absolute insane tyranny. And the paradox of the left being so nasty and so hateful and parading quasi-naked children with naked men and women down the main thoroughfares, down the main streets of cities across the country. And we have our morals. We don't want to see this. We don't want to show people this. And that's how they're winning, because no one's going to go stop them. And they've got access to our children. But we then can't even show the world what they're doing. And then it hit me during the last break. That's why I got so mad. We're about to go to Owen Schroyer at a Beto O'Rourke rally. And I guarantee you those demonic freaks are going to be cussing and screaming and running around naked and everything else. We can't even show that. So it's a paradox. And it just, paradoxes give me a headache. I mean, it really and listen, I'm a strong guy. I think you're strong. A lot of you out there listening are strong people. That's why you tune in, you care. You think I want to look at this footage? We got stuff so horrible that as a grown man, it hurts me to look at it. You know, here's an analogy. I've had friends and I've had family that wanted to help people who became paramedics. And people talk about police officers. On average, that's a very hard, tough, rough, stressful job. You put your life in your hands. Last night, 3:15, my wife wakes me up. There's a man trying to break in the front door. He runs off, gets in his car, drives off. Cops were there in 4 minutes. APD and Sheriff's Department. And I said, do you think it's a burglar? And he said, no, I think it's somebody that doesn't like you. And I think you know that from your description, my wife's description. Somebody all in black with a tactical belt and a bunch of, she described it as different packages, different little containers all over a lower pack around his back. And he's all in black. And that's just who these people are, folks. They are a creeping army of evil that wants our children, that wants to assault us in our houses. And they're all over the place stalking and sneaking and doing all this. But going back to police, if you think police have a tough job, paramedics have an even worse job. And so do firefighters, because they assist that. And the cops have to see it too. I've only seen a few fatal car wrecks where I pulled over to render aid. And, man, you walk up and somebody's got blood spraying out of the side of their carotid artery and they're flopping around or their arms cut off. And one wreck I saw when I was about 15 was with a friend that was driving a few years older. He pulled over to render aid. As this Corvette was racing this other car, they shot past us 150 miles an hour. Had a blowout. The Corvette spun like a top down the street. Turned up forward, spun, and twisted into pieces. And there were three people in the Corvette, even though it was a two-seater, two men and a woman. And I saw their bodies in the air flying around. And we pulled over to help them. Just in the 2 minutes by the time we pulled over, got to help them, and one had blood spraying out their neck and the cut-off arm and all of it. This man gets up with blood pouring all out of him, young man, and he already had fire ants all over him. It was in the summer, just stinging him. And the reason I tell this story, I've told it before, is I'll just never forget that. And watching two of them die before the paramedics got there and trying to help them and trying to put our hands on their necks and trying to rip their pants off to do a tourniquet and the best we knew. Cause I've been on a swim team, and when I was a couple years, they had the fire department come out and do the basic tourniquet, basic Hammock maneuver, basic resuscitation, mouth to mouth training. So I know a little bit of that. And I'm a tough guy. Only a few car wrecks I saw, I still have nightmares about that. I still have nightmares about that. And our enemies are using that against us. You know, I have a lot of friends who've gone to be paramedics. One of them works here. She finally got her degree. She's been a great lady, Catherine. And she just finally got her certificate and waited about 6 months and got her first job. And she's this little, sweet, innocent woman who cares about people. And she's about to be going to houses with OD'd people and babies that died in the bathtub and burned down houses and car wrecks and shooting victims. And I just thought how admirable that is to be able to go see that stuff every single day and not go crazy. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know how long I can do this show, not because of the New World Order's threats, not because of their attacks, not because they're persecution of me personally. That makes me fight harder. But, man, I just don't like looking at them parading half-naked kids with naked men while they piss on each other in Seattle or San Francisco. I mean, the stuff we're showing you is the stuff we can show you. We have stuff so horrible that I am torn on whether or not we should show it. And, you know, I have a feeling of guilt. Even though I'm not part of this and I'm not doing this, I feel absolutely horrible knowing this. And I get why most people don't want to be a police officer or a soldier or a paramedic. And believe me, people in the military will tell you, it's those trauma doctors and nurses got the worst job. Men and women coming in with their arms and legs blown off, begging for mama every day. But I'll say that's what my job's like. And I get why people don't want to admit the New World Order and don't want to admit the human trafficking, because we went down last year quite a few times to the Texas border, and I haven't gone back. We went down there myself 3 or 4 times, the crew about 10 times, And when the crew comes back, they don't want to go back. Because to see America broken, to see the border totally wide open, and to go to facilities run by the U.S. government where there are literally pedophiles coming out and saying, I want children. Why are you here trying to stop me? And like, I want that 8-year-old girl. And they sign it over and hand them over. Or people just taking babies with no ID and just putting them on a plane with random people. And you see this, and then you know they're getting away with it. And it's so incredibly upsetting. And so we've got to figure this out. The enemy knows they're doing this on purpose, and they know that it's designed to break our will, and it's not going to break our will. But I'm not going to sit up here and put on an act on this broadcast tonight and act like that this isn't tearing my guts out. That's why most people that are paramedics do it 5-6 years, and no matter how good their intentions, man, you just can't do it anymore. I was talking to one of the folks that worked here who'd been a paramedic, then he became a police officer, and then he went into radio sales because he just couldn't handle it anymore. He was a paramedic for about 10 years, police officer for 6. And he said when he finally quit being a paramedic was they go in this house in South Austin, and there's a 2-year-old, non-responsive, blue in the face, that got into the parents' methamphetamine because they saw daddy smoking it. And he had to quit the job because he basically almost killed the father and the mother. Because while he's trying to save the 2-year-old, these people start shooting their mouths off. And the police had to restrain him. But before they could restrain him, he'd already bashed in one of their heads. And it just comes down to that point. And, you know, I am ashamed of humanity that we have this many evil people. And I want to say this. The left know they're evil. They love it. They think it's fun. And I just can't even imagine loving evil and loving hurting people and loving hurting children. And all I know is this. God's real and you're going to pay for what you've done. We are eternal spirits, and I think hell was the main thing. No, you deserve eternal pain for what you've done. And you will, and you know it too.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out, but now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening, is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high-quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high-quality preparedness items and survival items right now at PrepareWithAlex.com that, again, redirects to PrepareToday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now, because the inflation is just beginning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I want to rock.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
Shots.
Those who seek to inform are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to from personal experience.
I can end the skyjack tomorrow. All you got to do is all your best.
I don't think that... you should look back and want bellyache or try to hold somebody else guilty for everything you did.
Where's the beef?
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
An organization founded in 1973 by David Rockwell.
You see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
As Oliver North's public battle over government secrets and the illegal supply of weapons to the Nicaraguan Contras is waged in Washington, congressional investigators in recent months have tried to learn if Mena, Arkansas, was an illegal staging area for shipping guns to the U.S.-backed Contra rebels. It all begins in 1982, when this man, Adler Berryman Seal, showed up in Mena, Arkansas.
He used to smuggle drugs. Then he got caught, and he became one of the government's most valuable informants in the war against cocaine. But last night in Louisiana, Barry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him.
17-year-old Kevin Ives and 16-year-old Don Henry were struck by a train. The medical examiner has said that the boys were asleep and drugged with marijuana. The parents, however, disputed that claim.
The boys were killed because they had stumbled upon a large shipment of drugs dropped from an airplane.
Tears in the fabric indicate that Don had been stabbed before he was run over by the train. In light of this new evidence, the grand jury changed its ruling from probable homicide to definite homicide.
I'm scared of these people. I'm very scared of them.
How you think the crack drop gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. We are not the people who are flying and floating that shit in here.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
The men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
My boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means.
The Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States, and then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. These allegations are false.
I need your money to kill babies by abortion. You, taxpayer, give me your money to pay for baby killing.
No, I don't believe in abortion.
I don't care. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give me money to kill babies.
All right, I'll pay you.
Don't hit me anymore.
Please, please, kill my baby. Kill my baby.
You, kill that woman's baby.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. all the success that we've had together against the globalists, and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all of you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
The left are lowering our defense shields. They're committing massive satanic crimes in front of God so that God will remove his hedge of protection so that evil can have its way. All of the pedophilia, all the Satanism, all the sexualization of children, all the drag queen pedophile time, all of it is to lower our defenses and set it up where we accept it and don't say no to it so that God removes the protection so that Satan can have his way with the planet. It is biblical. It is historical. It is a fact. It is going on. So as upset as I got in the last hour, and that was 100% real, and me just trying to get control of myself, let me talk about the positives here. God is in control. History's repeating itself. We have free will, and in the end, God wins. Know that. The evil will be punished. And hey, we just saw Roe v. Wade overturned. They've got all their arguments for abortion all day long, but the people running it want baby parts. The people running it want humans to be a commodity. The people orchestrating this whole operation want to kill the old people and kill everybody, and they're saying we're all non-essential and we're worthless. And so, we have to understand that we had a major victory with the Supreme Court ruling saying all across this country, starting with New York, governments can't bar non-felons from owning guns or concealed carries. Another huge victory. There's not just evil in the universe. But when good men do nothing, evil triumphs. Thomas Jefferson was asked in a letter, how do we defeat evil? How do we defeat corruption? And what is the level that tyrants will go to fight us during the Revolutionary War? And he said, the level of tyranny that tyrants will take us to is whatever level you will accept. There's no limit to these people. And you're seeing that. So I've decided what I'm going to do. I talked about it all last hour. I know we got a lot of radio stations and people tuning in every millisecond, millions tuned in. But last hour, I came here today with what I was going to cover. And then I saw the parades across the country, the quote, gay parades, the gay pride parades. And it was so horrible. And then it reminded me of all this other footage that's so horrible we can't show it to you, that I had that discussion we have a lot of. I totally get our affiliates saying, do not show this. We're showing the mild stuff right now. But what do we do? And it's a real question. And you know, maybe I should open the phones up. In fact, I'm not maybe. I'm going to ask listeners that question, and I'm going to go with what you say. I'm going to take 10 phone calls coming up, bottom of the hour. And then I'm going to do what, because I'm not punting. I really need to go with what these random callers say. Do we show you them eating poop or pissing in each other's faces in front of children? Do we show you naked children at these parades? That's happening. Do we show you stuff that I don't want to look at and you don't want to look at, but they're doing it, so if we don't show it, we're actually covering it up? And that's my paradox here. That's why I'm physically sick. Because in my life, 99% of the time, stuff is cut and dry. You know what? I think I have the answer. I said I'd take your calls and ask the question, and I still want your view on it. But we have band.video, and it's our own platform. It's not on TV or radio. And if people want to know what they're doing, maybe I should just take all these clips and put them together and just say, this is for criminal investigation. Viewer discretion is advised. This is what we're looking at. Hours of it. The new stuff, the old stuff. I mean, it's worse than car wrecks I've seen. Watching people bleed out was an easier thing to do. And I'm not bitching or saying I'm a victim or complaining. I'm saying I get our affiliates. No one wants to look at this who's normal. But what am I supposed to do? If I was running a grand jury indicting these people for indecency with a child, and again, remember, what we're showing you is not on a scale of 1 to 10. We're showing you the ones. We're not showing you the twos, the threes, the fours, the fives, the six, the sevens, the eights, the nines, the tens. Ladies and gentlemen, we have footage. It's like Hunter Biden's laptop. I went in there before the election ended, and right when the laptop came out, one night I stayed up for about 4 or 5 hours, and I said, I've heard what's on this laptop. I do not expect any crew to look at this. It may be a crime to look at this. I said, I'm going to start clicking on this and watching it. And I walked out after 3 hours, and I said, and we put a memo out. I said, I'm ordering our crew, do not look at that laptop and do not click on that. Because I'd lived 47, oh God, that was already 2 years ago. I'd lived 46 years. I never seen nothing like that in my life. And I only spent 3 hours, folks. It was tens of thousands of videos. And what is the FBI doing? It's trying to indict media outlets that do publish it and do make it available. Because it's illegal to show that. Pedophilia is illegal. It should be. Hunter Biden having sex with his niece and shooting trophy videos is illegal. So I'm going to ask you again the paradox. At one level, I feel like a coward. I'm not showing you this, and I'm not looking at it. Because you know what? My mind, one time Barbara Bush was asked about the Iraq war and millions dead, and she said, my mind's too beautiful to even think about that. Well, let me tell you something. My mind ain't beautiful, but it sure as hell ain't a toxic waste dump. We got Owen now. We're going to break. Come back to him. We're coming back to you in 5 minutes, Owen. And so this really becomes the paradoxical moment where we can't look at Hunter Biden's laptop. It's illegal. It's so criminal. And the FBI has it for 2.5 years and has done zero about it, which is an endorsement of everything that happens in it. And that's what I'm saying, is that I started just going through clicking the stuff, and I was like, what the hell is this? I mean, you know. Because when you look at something, you become a part of it, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know the paradox. I don't know how we deal with this when they're committing crimes so massive that I can't even look at it. And I've got a stack of articles right here in videos that would make a billy goat puke. So I'm kind of stuck in this right now because I just don't know how to mentally work through this, spiritually work through this. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to investigate these people anymore because it's so horrible. And then I feel like a coward. Now, I've never been a coward my whole life, but I'll admit it. These people are so evil, so twisted, so dark, that I'm afraid to look at what they're even doing anymore. And what happens when they're above the law and they don't get in trouble and they're doing stuff so bad, so evil, that grown men can't even look at it? Videos of Hunter Biden raping his niece. Think about that. And that's just the start of it. And that's who these people are. And that's who runs our country. And of course they've got access to our children. Of course they're trying to sexualize them because they're pedophiles. And folks, the pedophilia is just the admittance to the door fee.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost asleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High-quality, storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com. There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on the Sunday broadcast. Owen Schroeder is out in 100-degree heat in downtown Austin, Texas, at the Capitol, where the pro-death abortion cult is meeting. I'm told he's been run off by the police because First Amendment's not allowed, and more. And he's gotten away from the rabid crowd, so he's able to actually speak without them howling endless obscenities. Owen, I don't know if we'll talk about this next segment. If you've seen the footage of the pedophile parades happening around the country where children are being marched, including the Boy Scouts, with naked men and women with their genitals hanging out. And that's only the beginning of this. There's stuff so horrible we can't even show it on air. This is just evil coming right out of the pit of hell. And the good news is we forced them out in the open, so I shouldn't be so down about this. But Owen, you're amongst some really deceived people, but also a lot of them we know actually love it and tell us they love death.
Yeah, one guy was actually willing to talk to me and said that that's what he was out here for, that exact reason. But let me just kind of give you a briefing on what's happened, Alex. I fired up a video. I did a little intro like I normally do. And then I headed into the crowd here. As you can kind of see it behind me, I've been removed from the public park. I'm hoping to have a conversation with police about that. But I was able to go around for about, say about 10 minutes before they removed me from the park. And in that 10 minutes, I was able to have some conversations, but it was pretty much stereotypical. People putting signs in front of me, screaming at me, shouting obscenities at me. But Beto has now arrived, and they wanted to make sure I wasn't able to be in the park when Beto, Robert Francis, his real name, posing as a Hispanic because, you know, they love stealing glory. That's what they do. They give you a victim economy, then they steal from you in it. So Robert Francis O'Rourke, who pretends to be Hispanic, has arrived. But it's amazing, Alex, when you try to have an intellectual or logical conversation with these people, they just fall apart. They just crumble. And I've realized what the thing is, Alex. This isn't really about abortion here. Most of these people are not going to have abortion and have never had an abortion. This is about protecting the false paradigm and worldview of the liberal left, because they claim they have the moral high ground. That's where everything else derives from the left, is that they have the moral compass. Therefore, they should be allowed to govern with authority and with like a dictator. But if abortion is murder,
they are self-appointed.
But if abortion is murder, Alex, then they lose the moral high ground. They lose the moral compass. And all of a sudden, everything that encompasses the leftist paradigm starts to crumble when they don't have that moral authority anymore. So that's what this is really about. Protecting their moral authority, propagandizing young women that they believe will vote Democrat in the future, and then keep the money train rolling. I mean, let's just be honest. Abortion is a $100 billion industry. Half of that money goes right back into the pockets of the Democrat Party. So they got to protect their money at the end of the day, too. Let's not forget about that. Democrats have had, what, 50 years to codify Roe versus Wade? Why didn't they, Alex? Because they like having this divide and conquer. They like getting people fired up for abortion. They like using it during election years. It's another political tool of the Democrat Party. Now, the police have just arrived on scene, Alex. Would you like me to talk to them while I'm on air with you?
Please do.
All right, I'm going to approach the police here now.
Again, where's your free speech? They can parade naked children and naked adults, but when you're there, you're being told you're not allowed to be there.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. The camera's shooting me right now, just so you know you're not on film. So do I have the right to be at this park because I was doing nothing and they came and physically removed me?
Even though they're permitted, the security can't remove us if we're just doing our job.
Now, if he literally physically picks me up and removes me, can I file a charge? I'd like to file a charge, please.
I told them they're
okay.
Control, but they're going to...
Okay.
We're the active attack team, but we'll let the girl know.
Okay, are they going to come here, or should I go to them?
If you want to call again, like they probably told him they want you to get away from the crowd, so he takes a picture.
Okay.
So just like they censor online, they're trying to censor you showing what they are.
Do I need? I have the guy's face. I don't know his name. Should I try to get that from another security guy, or what do you think?
I mean, it's a good gubernatorial candidate. Just showing.
Okay. He had a security shirt on. He said he was private security hired by, I guess, whoever organized this.
They also work security. I work security.
But yeah, I mean, we have it all on tape. He physically grabbed me. He tried to trip me. He shoved me. And he told me I couldn't be here. and I did nothing illegal.
Yeah, we're good. We'll let patrol know if they're, you said you already called.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But so I can go into the park, right? That, I'm perfectly in my rights to go into this park. It's not, they can't kick me out even if they have a permit.
Right. Correct.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So Alex, we'll just call 911 again later.
Yeah, but show the police or the media will say you made it up. It's okay to show the cops. Just show them.
They just told me I can go in. So they just told me I can go in. All right. Now, here's what I'll do. If you can, Alex, there's a guy out here who wants to say hi to you real quick.
Hey, Alex, big fan, brother. Hey.
Love you, brother.
Much love.
So he says he loves you too. So here's, is there any way you can get me that gentleman's name? If not, I understand. Okay. All right. Well, Alex, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back in. The guy's probably going to come kick me out again. I'm going to ask for his name. He's probably not going to give it to me, but I'm going to give him one more chance, telling him I'm filed charges, and see if he wants to cooperate after violating my First Amendment rights. So we're going to see what happens here, Alex, all right?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Huh? I know. Hey, man, if you got to call your guy, he can come kick me out. He can come violate my rights again. You saw the police. You heard what they said.
So all right, Alex. The left of Giant Park is trying to say that press can't be there in the Democrat death cult Beto O'Rourke group. And here goes Owen Schroyer live to millions at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. And we'll have to cut the audio. They all start screaming cuss words, which they do. But here we go. Owen is going back into the crowd. We'll see if they try to assault him again to tell him he can't be there. Because they're such free-loving Americans. They're such good people.
You met God? What did God say about killing babies?
God.
There's no God, huh? There's no God. You being here, life is the proof. We are the most complicated organism on earth. We are the most evolution. So who started the cycle? Who created the cycle? My body, my choice, Alex, except with vaccines. My body, my choice, except with vaccines. Am I right? Except with a mask. A lot of people got forced to take a vaccine. A lot of people. A lot of people. And then they act like no one got forced to take a vaccine. It's so funny. Why do you guys support baby murder?
Abortion
should be a rare and barbaric event.
Oh, and just try to go up to the front.
All right, Alex. The good news is, Alex, abortion will go down in American history with the likes of slavery as a barbaric act that we ended.
Well, it's worse than slavery. It's human sacrifice.
It is. It is. So they're shoving me now, Alex. Now I'm being assaulted, Alex. Now it begins, Alex. Here we go. And now they're cursing, Alex. Now they're cursing. All right, go. All right, buddy.
All right, we got to go to break. Hundreds of radio stations are about to rejoin us. We're going to go to break. We'll see what happens at Owen after this. We'll have all the footage tonight when he comes back here very soon, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. He'll get here a little bit late, so I'll co-host till he gets here. But that's all coming up. And I'm sorry that I wouldn't say choked in the first hour, but man, the stuff these people are doing is so evil that it boggles the mind. And you ask yourself, how have we fallen this far? How have we let ourselves become like this? Folks, pray for Owen.
FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but freeworldoutlet.com. Freeworldoutlet.com. And keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Breaks. It's pre-programmed with the radio stations and TV stations. Oh, we'll have all the raw footage if he gets out of this Beto O'Rourke, Austin, Texas, satanic rally they're having. But his feed got cut. They might have knocked the camera out of his hand, his camera guy. We're not sure. We're trying to reconnect right now. But I want to show you a live clip from yesterday that we've had to edit and bleep out the cuss words of Savannah Hernandez and Drew Hernandez in D.C. outside the Supreme Court building. And they're just out there peacefully talking to people. They're not even saying they're with InfoWars. And one person after another, they're about 100 yards away from the big line of protesters behind the police barricades. They come over and say, I love killing babies. I hate you. I'll beat you up. I'll attack you. And they hit their cameras. They shove them. They hit them. And the police just sit there and watch it happen. But that's who these bullies are. And I want to show this clip from yesterday when I did a live show for 2 hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., because they were out there. And because it wasn't on radio and TV stations, I could have a live feed where they could do all their cussing and screaming and howling and going crazy, and I could show you who these animals are. And it was an insane 2 hours. It's archived at band.video right now. But here's a clip from yesterday and then a clip from a few years ago of an abortion doctor sounding like the exact same demon. So here's the clip from yesterday with another clip of an abortion doctor back to back. Here it is.
You will be arrested immediately. Hey, calm down.
So the left always attacks free speech.
Calm down. Calm down, sir. Calm down. Calm down. Let's have a conversation. Calm down.
Let's incite. No, let's not have a conversation. You worthless little sack of shit.
I guess the pandemic's over. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that.
I pray, sir. You gotta repent, sir. You gotta repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
And you will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will,
day.
Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
I love
have
it,
killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, the babies, their blood screams from the ground. Their blood springs from the crown. You are a murderer, sir. You got to repent, sir.
I'm here in Austin, just a few miles away from the Capitol. Owen Schroyer is in the midst of those people, and they already assaulted him. They already attacked him. They already tried to throw him out. The police said, no, you have a right to be there. Under the First Amendment, as a press covering it, and we don't know how Owen's doing. He's supposed to be here in 24 minutes hosting Sunday Live for... to 6 p.m. I do the Sunday show, 6 to 8 he does Sunday Live. He does weekdays, 3 p.m. Central, right after my broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's right after, of course, American Journal, 8 a.m. every morning with Harrison Smith at the Embattled, Infowars.com/show. You know, I was really torn genuinely in the first hour because normally I get ready by researching off and on during the day before a show. And then I came in here and they said, have you seen the transgender pride parades around the country? And I said, no. And they said, well, watch this. And it's so horrible that we can't show it. And this is what we'll do. I'm going to blur the genitals out and all of that. Owen's back. And we'll get it done tomorrow. It'll take a day. There's so much of it. And we'll air it Tuesday. That's the way to do this. That's the way to do this. But it just loses the effect, folks. Owen is ready. Owen, they tried to throw you out earlier. The police said they couldn't. What just happened?
I went in, and again, I got assaulted multiple times. They spit on me. They poured drinks on me. They shoved me. They hit me in the head. It's typical liberal, loving, tolerant behavior. But it's okay, Alex, because I'm okay with that. I know these people are demonically possessed. I know they're mad. Their entire worldview is about to collapse. And so I understand they're angry because they've been lied to. They have a false worldview and, their entire paradigm is collapsing right in front of them. So they're throwing fits of rage. So I'm expecting that, Alex. But what's sad is that they don't recognize that abortion is going to go down in American history as a barbaric, inhumane thing, just like slavery. And the fact that they're in here brainwashing young girls and boys into thinking that's not the case, it's really sad. The good news is, Alex, hey, all of a sudden they're for bodily autonomy. All of a sudden they're for bodily autonomy, but they wanted forced vaccines. And I got women in there to say only women can get pregnant. I said, hey, it's 2022, lady. Men can get pregnant too, you bigot. So the entire left-wing ideology is falling apart, Alex. This is a huge victory for America. But I don't know why. Hey, look, if you're in a blue state, they'll probably let you kill your baby after it's born. These people are so demonically possessed. So, this is just typical. The abortion win is not the win they think it is. They're not going to have political victories on this because here's why, Alex. People are going to forget about abortion in a month. They're going to forget about guns. They're going to forget about J6. And you know what they're going to remember? $100 to fill up their tank. Their grocery bill going up 40%. Their energy bill going up 40%. So that's what's going to happen, Alex. They're not going to remember any of this. They're going to remember what happened to them economically is what they're going to remember.
I totally agree. You know, I see you host your show. You do a great job. You co-host mine sometimes. And I see you really... have trouble processing it. What about the paradox of pedophiles parading children with American Boy Scouts in Seattle, other areas, with naked men twerking and showing their genitals to three-year-olds, with howling mothers loving it in a giant open-air sex party. I mean, and then we can't show it, which I agree we shouldn't show it, but the paradox is, what do you do when you have this footage? You know these crimes are being committed, but then these George Soros jurisdictions that can get away with parading our captured children around.
That's not what you were doing.
You know, Alex, there's a prayer of mine called the Serenity Prayer, and it's moments like this as to why I like it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We need wisdom right now, Alex. I don't know how to deal with this. I mean, this is beyond our pay grade. This is why we got to go to the big guy upstairs. It's so evil. It's so demonic. It confuses us. We don't know how to handle it. So we come out here. We expose it. You're not evil. Do you believe that abortion is a good thing? Well, then why are we out here celebrating abortion?
We're not celebrating abortion.
We're celebrating.
No, we're not celebrating.
Ask these harpies about them wanting to put vaccines in us.
Do you? That are killing their babies, when women who are married with children who miscarry don't stop the entire uterus, they have to go get a procedure that's considered.
And that's
an
less than 1%.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Of the 1 million abortions.
What about selling baby body parts? What about Jeffrey Epstein?
Should we be able to sell baby parts?
I think you should be able to.
Should you be?
Look, there's no point even talking to these people.
That's nice.
Ask them about the vax. Them trying to make us take experimental shots.
Do you believe my body, my choice?
Yeah.
What about with vaccines?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't force a vaccine?
No.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
I don't believe.
Can men get pregnant?
No, men can't.
All right. Hey, you have solid logic.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Oh, well, there it is.
And then she flipped him off for being nice.
There it is.
Because she doesn't want to have any common ground.
Yeah. So there you go.
Hey, Owen, you need to get in your car and get over here to host the show.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, get in the car and get down here, because I'm not bitching. I want to host the next few hours, but I got to get a bunch of work done, a bunch of accounting here. I'll be up here working until 10 o'clock tonight. I'm not bitching. I just need you to get down here, okay? Thank you very much. All right, Owen Schroyer is going to get in the car. He's going to get down here and host Sunday Live coming up. He'll get here a little bit after the next hour starts. You can find the feed at Infowars.com/show. Great job, Owen. Great job, crew. And look, folks, give me a little break sometimes when I have trouble. I got all this news, and I gotta get a rain check on this, man. This is just, I'm not gonna lie, I'm overwhelmed right now. These people are crazy. And the footage I got of what they did, I can't even air.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling, because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever, because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar. And you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to, like, literally, like, my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Even Fox News has the headline, cryptic comments, second pandemic, Biden alarms Twitter with his cryptic comments, here we go again. So a week ago he said, hey, there will be another pandemic soon, there's going to be new lockdowns soon, that's their power grab, and now Biden is gallivanting around giving the exact same statements again. Here it is.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
And that's the old clip. I'm sorry, I wasn't really clear with the crew. Let me give you the new place it's at, okay? Here it is, Fox News. You can find the video right there. Second pandemic, Biden alarms Twitter with his cryptic comments. Here we go again. And it goes through all of that. So that's where they're going with this. And they are definitely preparing the general public for it. There's an excellent report. Prison Planet lockdowns will resume. And we're going to air that special report while Owen gets back to the studio. He's like 10 minutes away at the start of the next hour. That's the first report that we are going to be airing here today. Okay, I kind of spun my tires today. It was still an important broadcast, got a lot done. And I didn't get to this cloning world government stack that I've been talking about for days because it's just so important. I just choke. I mean, it's just like, it's insane. We've also got a lot of new Jeffrey Epstein news coming out. We've got a lot of government-controlled sex trafficking by Biden going on. And then we've got this stack. And I can't show you most of it because it's illegal. And a bunch of fat, disgusting men, naked with little children in public, engaged in sexual gyrations, is pedophilia. And again, I've reached the paradoxical point of how do I show you something like this and expose what they're doing without being part of what they're doing. So I'm going to have to think about it tonight. I'm going to have to figure it out. You know, here's the good news. These people aren't going to ever stop. That's the bad news too, isn't it? And so we're going to be forced to deal with them. We're going to be forced to decide at what level are we going to start saying no to these people who I told you 25 years ago, their operating system is the destruction of innocence. Their operating system is pedophilia. And I would talk about that 25 years ago. I remember being on local radio and having the number one show at night. And the program director would come down to the office and they'd say, "We're getting calls from other stations and stuff. Was that that's not a real FBI agent, former FBI agent you had on. That's person's fake, right? Saying this." I go, "Here's Ted Gunderson's phone number. Call." Of course, Ted Gunderson was 100% real. And so much of it's been released and declassified since then. But I get why people 25, 26 years ago, when I was laying this out, would listen and go, "There's no way this is real." And Ted Gunderson was giving real cases of real things that were going on. But you don't need to hear from Ted Gunderson. You can turn on your television. You can go down to the local parade and you can see a bunch of fat men with their penises hanging out with children with hula hoops dancing around with them. And that's the mild stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Naked bicyclists circle the route in front of large crowd of children with the mothers cheering. Now look at this. Remember this from years ago? I said it was a plan to take over the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts provide condoms at upcoming jamboree as children as young as 8. You send your children to Boy Scouts now, it's to become ground meat for the pedophiles. And what was at this local parade in Seattle? Scouting color guard and supporters in Seattle Pride Parade. The captured children. Gay pride is about family in Seattle with all the naked men running around. Then the shock video out of Dallas, 17-year-old girl escaped sex trafficking after being kidnapped 2 years ago, who held her captive for over a year. It's all interrelated. Jeffrey Epstein, every single bit of it is part of the same dehumanizing program where they can normalize the state and these different cults targeting your children, hoping that everyone then just gives up and says it's too evil to face. We're just going to give in to it. But the answer is a mass exodus out of the colleges, out of the public schools, out of corporate America, and that's happening. And as the left loses, and they are beginning to lose, they panic even more and say, double down, move the Overton window, become even more radical. So if it's naked men and convicted pedophiles having access to your children at school, that's what they're doing now. It won't look so bad when we teach your 5-year-old son he's really a girl. So they're trying to radicalize and do things so extreme that no one can stand against them. And here's some of those headlines. Night of rage. Dozens arrested as pro-abortion mobs violently siege medical centers, assault police, storm AZ Capitol. All the Democrats have hearings about people wandering into a Capitol, waved in by the police. Democrats cling to abortion rights as a chance to claw back votes. Stacey Abrams calls for no limits on abortion, including up to the moment of birth. And this photo says it all, a real photo. It's a woman probably weighs 500 pounds, says, "I'm on strike. No choice for me. no sex for you. And the Twitter commenter, Alex Berowitz, says, your terms are acceptable. Here's another real photo. And I'm not making fun of fat people. I'm a little overweight myself. But, man, you go to the Antifa groups, it's another 400-pound woman in her commando outfit prepared to wage war. What a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But she has the backing of the establishment. And she has our acquiescence and the fact that we're bullied by their intimidation of what they might say or what they might do to us. You should be much more worried about them running your society and your civilization and the fact that capitulating, the fact that bowing down, the fact that groveling, the fact that appeasement has only made the mob of idiots and fools and perverts and weirdos and scumbags and control freaks and criminals and societal arsonists become that much more emboldened. You have my commitment. Every time I get hit by stuff that really freaks me out, I come back stronger a day later. I will assure you, unless God interferes, which I don't think God will, God intervenes is the word, God's in full control. Unless God intervenes, I will be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow, flame-throwing powerful, exposing all this and hitting the other news items I didn't get to. Still a powerful Sunday broadcast, but just a little bit of me off my equilibrium because I want to show you them cutting themselves and them eating poop and them peeing on each other in front of children, but we just can't show that on air. I'm going to blur it out. I'm going to put it together, and I'm going to put it out on air. And that's why they want us off air, because they know nobody in the media is going to cover this. They're going to promote it out. It's wholesome and good and fun. Remember Tim Allen got his show canceled? You know, it was a hit show because he went on national TV and said, you know, I'm not against gay people, but gay parades aren't a family thing. Have you been to one? I ain't been to one, folks, but I've seen the footage, and that ain't, quote, gay. That's satanic. That's disgusting. People having sex in the street, cutting themselves, eating poop, pissing on each other. And I don't want to talk about stuff like this on air. I got better things, beautiful things to talk about. But this is who wants access to our children because they know we reject them, but they believe if they can get our children early, they can do anything they want to them. All right, couple of special reports. Then the great Owen Schroyer, battle-hardened, back from hell at the Beto O'Rourke pedophile satanic conflab is a word, event, great meeting that is taking place in downtown Austin right now. Hour number 3 and 4 of the Sunday Night Live shows, Sunday Live, coming up right now, Infowars.com/show.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our 4 best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, 3 of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested above organic in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more. per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.